Welcome to Definitely Something About Football.
I'm Jay Hump.
And this is Rob.
We're back from our
holiday hiatus.
Holiday hiatus. That's a good way to put it.
From Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Basically. Between us being, you know, at work trips and holidays. And
it was tough.
Yeah, but it was tough.
We were pretty consistent up until then.
Yeah, we were. So we did good this year. So cheers.
Cheers to that.
It's a good year. Hopefully a good New Year's for us to come.
Mm-hmm. And it's starting off good.
Yeah, it is.
The Saints clinched the playoffs.
Woo! We're back in it, boys.
So you went to Vegas and put money for
the Saints
to win the Super Bowl.
I'm so close to winning, like, over 4 Gs.
That is amazing.
I'm pumped. You got money on the Patriots, which,
I got money on the Patriots, and the Patriots are going to the playoffs.
Yeah, well, that's a shocker.
With the first round bye. And probably the number one seed.
That's about where we all had them at the beginning of the year.
It was, yeah.
So, they said they had 3 more losses than we thought they'd have.
Yes, I know. Crazy. But if I win my Vegas ticket, I get a cool, it's like $150.
Yes, it is. Like, was it, yeah. Because you split your 100 up.
I did,
on multiple
yeah.
teams. What of those teams was the Giants?
The Giants. $25 on the Giants, I'll never see again. But I do have some insurance. I have $25 on the Steelers.
That's true, yeah. So, I mean, I'd be pretty shocked to not see one of those two teams in the Super Bowl.
It would be strange, right?
Jacksonville, that would have been a good bet.
Oh, man.
You know, someone said, like, who was it? It was the Rams. They were, like, 150-1 to start the season.
Woo!
So that would have been a pretty good.
That would have been fantastic.
Oh.
But, yeah, so we're sipping on some scotch, because we're celebrating our teams going to the playoffs.
Cheers.
And we're going to talk a little bit today about other teams that are going to the games that matter, seeding these
upcoming playoffs. They're fighting for the playoffs, or they're fighting for seeding.
Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot of games that matter this week, which is usually, I feel like, how the NFL works.
Yeah, there's really just one highlight game.
Yeah, this one's a little bit surprising. Based on how it was ending up, like, 3 weeks ago, I really felt like it was going to be, like, a lot of games that are going to matter this week.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's only, like, one.
Yeah, really.
Really, so.
Let's kick it off. The Jets visit New England with is it Christian Hackenberg or Bryce Petty?
I think Bryce Petty's playing, but maybe Bryce Petty got hurt and is back to Hackenberg. I don't know.
Oh god!
So either way, they're Josh McCown is not. So
yes, but he's quarterback coaching.
Yeah,
assistant quarterback coaching.
I'm sure he's getting paid a lot to do that.
So I'm taking the Patriots in this one.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? The Patriots, let's be realistic, should win this game, but man, could you imagine if the Jets, it's in New England, right?
It is in New England.
The Jets roll in there, give them the smackdown, and then all of that hard work that they put up against the Steelers just is for naught.
The Jets fans went into this year knowing they were not going to win.
Yeah, they were looking for a number one seed, or number one pick, really.
Yeah, Sam Darnold, right?
And then,
but man, what an amazing season. Huge credit to Todd Bowles and all of the players who are still there. But it would be like winning the Super Bowl if they knocked New England down to the number two seed.
They would not let them forget it for years.
Oh, I mean, it happened 2 years ago. The Dolphins did it.
Yeah.
Patriots
That week 17 is rough for the Patriots. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but they're going to be looking ahead, and Steelers are going to slip in there, speaking of which.
So, Steelers playing the Browns in Pittsburgh.
The Browns are looking to not go 0-16.
Oh, these poor Browns.
Oh, man.
And they're playing against the number two seed team in the AFC, trying to squeak out that one win for the year.
And the Browns have already locked up their number one pick for the draft, so now they can sit all their starters so they can finally win a game.
They've got nothing to lose. They can't lose the number one pick. Or anything else, really.
Yeah, so, and you compare, like, the Browns and the Jets at the beginning of the year, and both, you know, you kind of thought both teams would be bad, but you feel like Browns were probably in a better spot. I know we had them in a better spot at the beginning of the year.
I definitely thought they'd do better
and,
than
they did. And you really wonder what's going to happen with Hugh Jackson. Like, keep him on after an 0-16 year? Like,
if it was his first year, yeah.
But what kind of improvement could you get next year that keeps his job? Like, if he goes, like, 6-10 next year, that's, like, a huge improvement, but you still fire him, right? Like,
man, I don't know. Like, you kind of put it on the GM a little bit, because, like, he's still got no quarterback to work with.
Yeah, but, I mean,
And then Myles Garrett got hurt. But yeah, I don't think he's sticking around. Like, I hate to say it for him, but here's the thing: is there's so many. There's going to be so many open GM positions this year. I feel like.
Yeah, I mean the Browns GM job legitimately is like one of the best because they have like a million picks in the draft next year, and they're all really good picks. Yes.
I'm sorry, I said GM jobs. I meant there's so many. I feel like there's so many open head coaching.
Yeah,
jobs
there's coming. A lot of those. There's a lot of both, really. Yeah. So
I don't know if you get rid of Hugh Jackson this year.
But the thing that I don't think you do either. And I think he'll do okay next year, like, as soon as he gets some pieces in. But the problem is, like, they need a GM because they, like, fired theirs, right? Yeah. And so the GM likes to pick their coach, so...
That's true.
It's going to be kind of awkward.
Yeah, I don't think he's sticking
around. I mean, I just can't imagine a scenario. Like, what... The only way you could realistically say face next year is make the playoffs. Yeah. And then, that seems impossible. But, I don't know.
I mean, so if Big Ben retires.
Then the division's open. Right. I guess.
Ravens are probably... Well,
they still got Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh.
The Ravens are probably making the playoffs this year. But still, they didn't look good doing it.
Yeah, they definitely didn't look good doing
it. So, the division's kind of open. You got Josh Gordon back. But here's the thing. If you win one game out of 32, that's... That's not a good coaching record.
No, that's
awful.
I don't
think he's sticking around. Yeah, even if he beat Steelers.
And then he only won like four his first year or something. So
one.
No. Well, he won one last year. I think this is his third year.
Is this his third year?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is year three. So I think he went like 4-12.
It's the first still not year. Better. That's a gradual decline into negative games next year.
So we'll see how that goes. But either way, I'm pretty sure the Steelers will win this. So.
You know what? I could see the Browns squeaking one out. Especially if New England gets a big lead early on against the Jets.
And then the Steelers just kind of like sit some people.
Hey, let's start sitting our players. Yeah, Browns. Because, again, Steelers, they can't go down.
I think I remember early on in the season when we were talking about the Browns winning a game, and if you said they were going to win any game, it was going to be this one when the Steelers sit their players.
I did call that.
So here it goes.
I'm locking it in. I'm calling this my upset of the week.
I think the Steelers' second string can beat the Browns.
They did last year. That's the saddest part. And you're upset of the week.
I picked the Jets. Yeah. We already did that.
Oh, did we call it the upset of the week?
I'm not sure. I mean...
The people in Radio Land need to know. They need to keep tabs on you. All right.
That's right.
Keep it in the AFC. The Bills go down to Miami to face the Dolphins.
And the Bills...
previously beat the Patriots.
Yeah, the Dolphins have looked pretty decent as of late. They've gotten their fans a little hope. I mean, I know they're out of the playoffs, but... I mean, they look fun and good, so...
I feel like it's always weird when these northern teams go south down Miami. They always play a little weird in the winter.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Which you'd think, like...
Because it's like, I just left South Florida, and it's like 85 degrees there. I'm just saying, it's burning up.
Weird things happen in Miami.
So, if you're not used to it, you might die from heat exertion.
The Bills need this win to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, and just to keep their hopes alive. Winning doesn't even do anything.
Right, the Chargers can still knock them out with the win.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that they're still in it this late is pretty good for them.
18 years not making the playoffs. This could be the year.
They're crossing their fingers. I'm rooting for them. I'd love to see the Bills in there. I think they're a pretty decent team. If the coach hadn't thrown the game against the Chargers, where he put in the backup and he threw like 18 picks, I don't know why,
but tragic.
If he just doesn't throw that game, they're winning in right now.
I don't know.
Actually, they probably already clinch if they didn't throw. I mean, we don't know if they would have won that game, but it certainly would have been closer than what it was.
Well, they would have one extra win
and they would have had the tiebreaker
over the Chargers, so they
would have been in. That was the game.
Yeah.
Well, how sad.
Oh, man.
Does that cost him his job if they don't make the playoffs?
No. Because they were not expecting a big year this year. Like, this was a rebuilding year. Yeah. And plus,
But, man, that was just an awful decision.
It was. I want the Bills to get in, but I also want the Chargers to get in. I like both of these teams a lot.
They both can't get in. Both of them can't get in, so.
Well, could the Ravens lose?
No, I don't know. The Ravens are 10-5, I think.
No, they're not locked in, though. The Ravens are not locked in yet.
So I don't think there's a scenario because they're I don't think there's a way that they get in, and I don't the Chargers and the Bills can get in. I'm like pretty 100% on that.
Yeah,
I played around with that enough. I think the Ravens have like some kind of tiebreaker over one of them.
The speaking of the Chargers, they are getting a visit from the Oakland Raiders, who have not been very good lately.
Yeah, they had that really weird game on Monday night against the Eagles.
Yeah.
And the Eagles looked awful in that game.
They did look very, very bad.
But they still beat the Raiders. So that's unfortunate.
The Raiders could lose out. I just checked it out. So, I'm sorry, the Ravens. If the Ravens lose, and the Bills win, and the Jaguars win, then, I'm sorry, no. If the Ravens lose, the Bills win, and the Titans win, the Ravens are out of the playoffs. But they need three things to happen. And
yeah, that's...
I don't know, actually, the Bills could win, the Titans could win. I mean, I expect both of those teams to win this week. Or if the Ravens lose to the Bengals, ooh.
But who would go in, who would be in the playoffs?
The...
Wouldn't it be the Titans and the Chargers? Or the Titans and the Bills?
Yeah, I don't think Chargers and Bills could both get in together.
But either way.
Yeah. So, Raiders getting a visit from the Chargers. I'm definitely taking the Chargers in this game.
Yeah, I think the Chargers look pretty strong. Man, minus that Kansas City game where they really...
Yeah, they fell apart.
Yeah, that was a bummer because they were really on a high road. And you know what the thing is? Because you start the season 0-4, like... It's just hard to win a game in the NFL, win that many in a row. So you're talking about like they were on an 8-2 streak or an 8-1 streak when they played against Kansas City, maybe 8-2. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they do things in clumps.
7-2, something like that. So that's rough.
Yeah, I feel like the Chargers are one of the scariest teams if they make it to the playoffs.
Oh, just definitely.
Because that Bosa and Ingram rush. Oh my gosh! Like
yes.
They're one team I don't want the Patriots to have to face.
No, yeah, their defensive front is solid. I picked their defense in fantasy because they had some good matchups.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they have to win, and they need the Titans to lose. And we're about to get to this Titans game, but it looks like the Titans are probably going to beat the Jaguars. Unless the Jaguars want to mess around a little bit. I don't think they do. Not looking good for the Chargers. Let's jump over to that Jaguars versus Titans game. Jaguars have literally nothing to play for.
Yeah, they don't have anything to play for except for pride, and maybe, you know, give Blake Bortles some more reps, because he looks like he needs them.
Yeah, he didn't look good last week.
Yeah, he looked awful. Against San Francisco, their defense gave up 44 points to the new crown Jimmy Garoppolo, who looks like a defense killer. Jesus.
Undefeated in all of his starts.
Yeah, 4-0.
6-0. 6-0 if you count the Patriots starts.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Either way, like it's impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, 4-0 with a San Francisco team who had only won one game before he got there.
Yeah.
So, that mean...
And if the Rams sit their players this week, he's going to go 7-0.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get to that in a bit.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. But
The Jaguars versus the Titans. It looks like the Jaguars will probably just sit their players.
Yeah, I don't see any reason that they'd want to play this. But,
and every team in the AFC will be super happy about this, to have the Titans roll in.
I can't imagine Leonard Fournette playing, just because he's been so banged up this year. Like, you want him to be healthy going into the playoffs.
And why risk anything with that defense?
Yeah.
And plus, the 8 of the 11 Jaguar wide receivers are on the IR right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, you probably can't even sit a wide receiver because you only got 3 on the roster right now.
Oh my gosh, that's true. I don't even know what you do now.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm sure they're calling up Randy Moss and seeing if he wants to play for a game.
Come on down, Randy. I'm taking the Titans.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
And the Titans
probably
win.
Titans
win would lock them into the playoffs.
Yep. And the thing is, like, Jacksonville probably doesn't mind seeing the Titans, just because, you know, the Titans aren't that good compared to the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. I'd much rather play the Titans over the Bills, the Chargers.
But another thing is, if Jaguars lose this game, they'll lose both games to the Titans this year. So I don't know what kind of psyche that puts on you, you know, but because they lost earlier in the year against the Titans.
You got to remember them.
I don't think they have much to play for here, so...
The Bengals go to Baltimore and play the Ravens. Bengals have nothing to play for. Ravens are trying to lock up their playoff berth.
Yeah,
and all they need is a win.
This seems like one of those games that, like, the Bengals are going to definitely try hard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even be shocked if the Bengals won this game. But I find this is like a good... What if the Ravens lose, like, they still have tons of ways to get in the playoffs.
They could lose as long as the Bills win and the Jaguars win.
Or if the Dolphins win, then they're in either way.
Right.
So, yeah. Yes. I think they probably lose, and then they still get in anyway. So, I don't think this game matters that much, but...
Yeah, it doesn't really matter at all.
We'll see.
Primetime television.
I think it would be interesting to see them lose. Just, you know, to see the crazy things that might happen. So.
I mean, I could see it happening. Yeah. Just having a terrible game.
Hey, the Bengals can put a game together.
They can. Let's hop on over to the NFC. We got a couple boring games. The Vikings host the Bears.
Yeah. The Bears have been played. They played some teams pretty good this year, so.
But the Vikings have played them better.
Yeah, that's true. I would love to see the Bears win this game. Just to scare the Vikings a little, but I really just want to see some people show me how to beat the Vikings so I can have more faith when the Saints have to play them inevitably.
Vikings look like the best team, or the team you don't want to face.
Yeah,
the
they definitely NFC. Look like the best team in the NFC right now, so.
Yeah,
with the way Case Keenum is playing.
Yeah, nothing that we thought at the beginning of the season. No Dalvin Cook.
And no Sam OP Bradford. Stars or anything. Like, they don't have a Kamara that's a... I mean, they have Adam Thielen.
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, but...
Or really, it's their defense. Just
their defense has been crazy, so... Yeah, the Vikings probably win that one, and sure, the number two seed, but...
The 49ers go to L.A. and play the Rams, who have already said they're sitting all their starters.
Yeah, they're basically not playing anyone important, so...
You know Jimmy G's going to light it up.
Yeah, he is.
He's playing for that contract.
Yep, and you know, I'm curious, the biggest... curiosity from this game is, do you think he signs a contract with the 49ers for sure, or do you think he, like, goes to test the free agent market?
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be this week, right?
I think they have until, like, free agency starts, what, like, February 11th or something? Like, a week after the Super Bowl or something like that?
I don't foresee.
So they have that much
anything.
Negotiating time, but man...
Man, it'd have to be an amazing offer. And the 49ers have a lot of money they can throw around.
Yeah, so. I say it's like 95% he signs with the 49ers, but man, could you imagine?
I think this kind of helps both sides, that the 49ers are more attractive to Jimmy now that they're winning games with him. And it also helps Jimmy's side that he can ask for more money, that he's been winning these games for them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I still feel like he would.
I mean, he's
going to
get a big contract. I mean, he's not going to be, like, superstar big, but you're talking, like, probably, like, 18 to 20 range.
Yeah, I mean.
That's more than what Brock Osweiler got, so.
Right, well, I mean.
I mean, he got an amazing contract when he left Denver. So.
He did. Yeah, I think it'll be a pretty decent size contract. It won't be Matthew Stafford size.
Oh, definitely not. Another game that's kind of like, doesn't have a huge projections, but...
The Saints visit Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and you know, this is one of those games that I kind of get a little worried about as a Saints fan, because we always have like these weird road trips to the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, something always weird happens when we play against the Bucks every year, so... And obviously there was... The game we played against the Bucks this year was already pretty weird. But it was like a blowout in our favor, so I expect some shenanigans to go on in Tampa. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I feel like we're pretty good. So
yeah, I feel like.
But
Saints
they're
going to
be playing this super hard. So.
I mean, yeah, like last week they played the Panthers super hard.
I know,
hard. Almost,
man.
Almost beat
they
the
almost locked up our division for us. I was like rooting for them, and now I gotta get back, jump off that train and.
Are you playing your Saints players this week?
Oh, yeah, I'm playing all six of them.
Yeah. No, Drew Brees?
Only five. Yeah, I'm playing. We got Brees, Kamara, Ingram,
Lutz,
Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
I have Saints defense, but I think I don't want to play against Tampa. I'm going to play the Lions against Green Bay since they're not playing Aaron Rodgers.
Ah, man, I think I'd pick Saints over
over the Lions against Green Bay, who has, like, no quarterback.
Tampa Bay still got Jameis Winston. Probably, it's probably a good point. Yeah. All right.
And now the actual...
Yeah, the fight to get into the playoffs for the NFC. We got the Cardinals going to Seattle, playing the Seahawks.
And I think the Seahawks pull this one out.
I think so, too.
But,
I could see a loss, like...
Yeah, I could see it, but man, I don't think it's gonna happen. I think the Seahawks are gonna fight. As much as they beat the Cowboys last week, the way they did that, like, they looked really good, so...
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I could see the Cardinals winning, oddly enough. The Seahawks is not as good as they should be right now.
They're definitely... No, yeah, they have tons of beat-up players. Like, their defense is in shambles. Oh, yes. They have no running game. But Russell Wilson is playing the MVP level, and he'll carry a team.
Yeah. For as long as they'll ride. He didn't last week against the Cowboys.
Oh, that's true. But I mean, they still
win. Yeah. Then the big game. The game of the week. We have the Panthers in Atlanta versus the Falcons.
Where both teams are fighting for playoff implications.
This is definitely the game, because the Falcons basically need this win to get in.
Like, yeah.
There's potential that they could lose and the Seahawks lose and still get in, but they really need
this. Yeah, they don't want to have to rely on the Cardinals beating the Seahawks.
They don't. Panthers could move all the way up to the number 2 seed, potentially, with a win here.
Yeah, and a Bears loss, they go all the way up to number 2. Yeah. And that's not that much to ask for. Bears have been upsetting good teams before, but...
You mean a Bears win?
Yeah, the Bears need a win.
Yeah. This seems like... It sounds very cool. I could definitely see how maybe the Falcons, or the Panthers, decide it's not worth... Like.
A home game in the playoffs is always worth it. Oh, they're going to be fighting,
But I think they could see, like, halfway through, like, Vikings are destroying the Bears. I could see them kind of
But they still
like
need to win to get themselves a chance to get a division.
Right. Well, okay, so this happens at the same time that the Saints play the Bucks and the Vikings play the...
Right, yeah, all of those happen at the same time.
So if they look at third quarter and Saints are winning, Vikings are winning, which is what we both think is going to happen.
Yeah.
I could see them, like, oh, you know, let's not hurt Cam, let's not hurt Keekly. They want all their pieces intact. But that being said, I don't think it'll get that far.
Yeah, I don't think there's a chance where it gets in the game where the Panthers start sitting players unless they're, like, losing by 20 or something.
Yeah.
But if it's a close game, the Panthers are going to play to win. So.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be. The Falcons are going to have to win this game. They're not going to get a gimme.
They're going
to
be hungry. Yeah. I'm sure of it.
So, and the way they played, even the last couple of weeks, the Falcons have looked off. Like against Tampa Bay, they looked awful. Against both games against the Saints, they should have lost all three of those games realistically.
Oh, it was Bucks and two Saints.
Yeah, they Saints, Bucks, Saints.
Yeah,
they should have probably lost all three of those games, and they went 2-1 in those games, so they were already pretty lucky from just those two games.
So they are at home, and we saw the difference in the score between them at home and them away. I know there was like some controversy at the end, but we saw that it was a much closer game, at least.
They've definitely been playing teams better at home.
Yeah.
Like, so you have the Green Bay game, they looked amazing at the beginning of the year. Dallas looked really good early on in the year. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they've, like, put together a complete game in a long time. Like,
yeah.
They'll have to do it this week. They're very inconsistent.
Their playoffs begin Sunday.
So, Sunday, December 31st.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. I'm taking the Falcons in this game, actually.
You know, I want to pick the Falcons in this game, but man, they just... And you know, honestly, I think they probably still make the playoffs, but I think the Panthers are going to win this game.
Yeah.
And they're just going to put all the pressure on the Saints, because that means we have to win, too, to get our division. But I'll be rooting for the Falcons, just so that I don't have to worry about the Saints game as much.
Yeah.
But, man, I think the Panthers, like, are more consistent. Like, they have their bad games, too, obviously. They didn't play that great against Tampa, and they played some pretty bad games, like, early on in the year. But the Panthers feel more consistent and good than the Falcons. Yeah. I think the Falcons' A game beats the Panthers' A game, but like I think the Panthers get their A game more often than the Falcons do.
Yes.
So, I'm going to choose the Panthers in this game.
So, let's talk about what's happening in the playoffs.
So, the first round, we'll start with the AFC. It looks like it's going to be Jacksonville versus the Titans, most likely, and then Kansas City versus the Ravens. I mean, assuming, like, games turn out the way we think they're going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I could see... I think the home teams are going to win the AFC. Just because I think all the bottom feeder teams in the AFC are kind of bad. Like, every team fighting for a wild card spot right now is not great, except for the Chargers.
So you think the Ravens can beat the Chiefs?
No, I think the Chiefs win.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs and the Jags
can beat the Ravens, yeah.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Yeah, Chiefs and Jags.
I think the only thing that might hurt the Chiefs is I think they're sitting all their players this week, too. So, like, I mean, maybe that, like, week off. Might hurt them a little bit, just because they haven't been a very consistent offense.
They've been all over the place.
They've been crazy, so I don't really like it when coaches start sitting players like in week 17 when you know you got to play week one in the playoffs, just because like you get into that, like, if you have an actual bye week, then it's a little different.
Yeah.
But man, just get into that like preseason feel again, and you're just like, got to get the tank running again the next week, and it's like you're not on a roll anymore. You lost all your momentum, and
yeah, I completely agree. Chiefs, I at any point in the season, I would have said the Chiefs would have beaten the Ravens, and yeah, I could totally see the Jaguars sitting their players this week, letting the Titans win. Titans get all self confident, then the next week they go down to Jacksonville, and get completely obliterated. Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. Chiefs and Jaguars. How about the NFC? We're going to have the Falcons. Well, assuming the Falcons beat the Panthers.
Assuming results make sense.
Yes. if the Falcons beat the Panthers, they would be traveling to L.A. to play the Rams.
And that would also assume that the Rams win. So there's some weird scenarios that might happen. We assume that the Rams would probably beat the 49ers. But if they don't, it would be flipped around where the Falcons play the Saints and the Panthers play the Rams.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Depending on the seeding.
Yeah.
So...
So who do you have in the NFC?
I think the Saints pull through whether they play the Panthers or the Falcons. There's just so much NFC like blood, and we'll be at home. That's gonna be a huge for us being. If we end up with a wild card spot, we have to go to LA or I guess Carolina. I'm not sure. I think we'd only be going to LA either way. If we had to travel, I don't see us doing very well, but us being at home, I think we for sure win that week. The other game that's interesting, though, is L.A. playing against the Panthers or Atlanta. That's going to be tough. Yeah. Like for
them. Hosting the game.
Yeah, they're a pretty young team. They haven't been in the playoffs very much, and especially Atlanta just went to the Super Bowl last year. Carolina's had a lot of playoff experience. Yeah. Like,
whether it's the Panthers or the Falcons, I have them beating the Rams in L.A.
So the Rams are so good, and I want to say the Rams will win, but I think you're right.
Yeah,
I think the road team beats the Rams in L.A., which is super sad because Todd Gurley like deserves to like go to the Super Bowl. Like I'm rooting for him. He's winning my championship in just 1 week. But,
man, but I mean, that entire team has what a turnaround. Yeah, they deserve some playoff victories, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, that it's gonna be a tough win for them.
Yeah.
So
I've kind of rearranged how I have
just the fact that I don't think the Rams have a good home field advantage as like other teams should.
Oh, yeah.
Do.
Very. That's
LA
very true.
Because LA is just not home field territory right now. Yeah. It's certainly better for LA for the Rams than it is for the Chargers, but it's not that big of a difference.
Stadium Bear, don't care.
Yeah.
Now that I know that the 49ers are probably going to win this game because the Rams are sitting their players.
Right.
I've readjusted it and I've got the Panthers visiting LA.
Right. Yeah,
and I've got.
Yeah.
Either the Panthers or the Falcons, whoever plays the Rams, I've got them winning, and I've got the Saints winning, whoever they play.
Right.
So, let's assume that the Panthers travel to L.A. and beat
Saints. So the wild card team at this point is definitely going to play Philly, because they'll be the number one seed. Then the Rams, the Saints will be playing the Vikings for sure.
Yeah.
Now, that game, to me, is like a sweater. It's like, oh my god, like... Going back to week one nightmares, like.
So we're moving into divisional round week. We got the Saints visiting the Vikings.
And I think the biggest key to that game is the fact that we actually know, we have an identity now. Yeah. In week one, when we played the Vikings, we're like trying to run Adrian Peterson against him. It wasn't really working. Like, we never could get Kamara in the ball because we didn't really know how he fit in the offense yet. Yeah. We didn't really have an identity. Now I think we know what we're doing. Our defense, like, is not going to give Sam Bradford like 400 yards and make him look like a Hall of Famer.
And you might actually play Sam Bradford. He's healthy again. So.
Yeah, let's. I mean, I don't think they're
going to play him for half
I don't
a
think
game.
We're going to play against Sam Bradford unless we pick off like Case Keenum like four times in the first half. Yeah. But
I can't. Imagine
I think the Saints go into Minnesota and beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
And
ooh,
then.
Yeah. Oh man, that would be a tight one.
That's going to be tough. We both picked the Saints in Week One in Monday Night Football. That was like our only Monday Night Football loss, I think.
Yeah, I've got the Saints winning that one. Yeah. Speaking of Week One rematches, the Chiefs would travel to New England.
Wow. What? Now this one I have a different opinion on.
Yeah.
Although same result flipped around.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots win this one out. They get a little revenge.
Yeah. I guess so. The first 4 weeks of the year, I feel like you're feeling out your team. You're seeing what works, what doesn't. I mean, the Chiefs came out of nowhere in that game, like, with a totally different offense than we're used to seeing.
Yeah, they definitely did, yeah.
And I think Bill Belichick's ready for that now. I think the Patriots definitely put this one away.
And their defense is a lot worse than they were when they played basically. The Patriots. So.
Yeah,
and the true. Patriots' defense is a lot better.
Yeah,
so.
Just picked up James Harrison. Mm-hmm.
And then the other two games.
Another revenge game. The Steelers host the Jaguars again. Who, I don't know if you remember this, they picked off Big Ben 5 times in that game?
I don't actually remember that game.
It was ridiculous how like, nobody expected the Jaguars to roll into Pittsburgh and just lay the smack down. It wasn't a blowout, or it wasn't a shutout, but it was a blowout. Steelers just couldn't put anything together, and every time they tried, another Jaguar interception.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do remember Ben having 5 interceptions. Was that against Jags?
That was the Jaguars.
Wow. That's incredible.
Being said, the Steelers' offense has really come back alive in these past couple
weeks. Yeah, and Antonio Brown looks like he should be healthy by the divisional round.
Yeah,
so that's
they're
a
lucky
couple
they
more
got
a weeks.
First round bye.
Yeah, that's huge.
Will he be at full strength? That's the big thing.
Man, that's going to be tough. I can't imagine the Steelers losing this game to Jacksonville, but man, Jacksonville's defense has been so good. I can just, if Ben just have a bad game...
Yeah.
That's all it's going to take.
And
it's
they know how to get the big. So. They know how to get a Big Ben and rattle him.
I mean, you're going to get what you're going to get out of Le'Veon Bell. I don't think you can ride him to a victory against Jacksonville. Though,
not against Jacksonville. I really hope the Steelers win this game because I feel like the Patriots could beat the Steelers in the championship.
Yeah, because the Steelers keep putting some nobody on Gronkowski and he gets like 500 yards every game. It doesn't make any sense to me.
That being said, I feel like the Jaguars are going to win this one.
Man, you know, I think I picked the Steelers to win the Super Bowl at some point, and I think I'm just going to roll with it, man. I think the Steelers win.
Alrighty.
That's another example of, like, I think a team doesn't have a lot of playoff experience with Jacksonville.
That's true,
I
right?
think it matters a lot, like, especially, like, late
pieces
playoffs.
Of their defense do.
Yeah, I guess. But a lot of their defense is, like, a lot of first-rounders that are finally getting healthy. So you got a couple pieces who do, but the majority of their stars, I feel like, are...
My thought here is that the Steelers' defense was so good for a while, and then they started falling apart. Like, they lost Shazier.
Yeah.
Now they kept saying they were stashing James Harrison for the playoffs, but now he's on a different team.
Yeah, that which is a shock.
So weird. I don't
know what they were thinking.
I kind of get it. They didn't need him that much, but why? I don't know why they dropped him. That's so bizarre to me, especially because the Patriots need somebody like him a lot.
Yeah.
Like, that's our weak spot.
I mean, it's like in fantasy, that's the move. You leave your best players on the bench so the other teams didn't pick them up.
Exactly. Maybe they hoped somebody other than the Patriots would pick them up.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking.
And then we have the Panthers going to the Eagles.
With the Eagles without Carson Wentz, you got Nick Foles in there.
Eagles are still a very good defense, have several good running backs. But I still think... still think Panthers roll
think
right
the,
over them.
I think that's a game, like, the Panthers are built to beat the Eagles. Like, that, like the power versus power, you know, kind of thing. I that feels like a Carolina win to me.
If the Falcons happen to play the Rams, I still think they beat the Rams, and then I think they beat the Eagles, which rolls us into an amazing NFC championship.
Yes.
Where we have either the Falcons versus the Saints or the Panthers versus the Saints.
Either way, Ooh-wee! It's just like in the wild card, instead of vice versa.
It's which gonna
amazing,
be,
amazing to me, but
it is going to be electric.
Yes, like, it is.
Especially if it's Falcons versus Saints.
Oh, if it's the Falcons versus Saints in the championship game. It'll
after
be
those
in New
last
Orleans
two
too.
Games,
man, yeah, Ooh, they'll have their man. Best referees there. I'll tell you that.
Oh
much.
Yeah,
they'll
have Dean Blandino down there on the field.
They will not want to hear about how the refs are screwing one team or the other.
Oh, they actually fly. They put the officiating, like the head of officiating, out there for the game, right? Don't they do that in these championship games?
I don't think so. I think they basically the way players get voted to the Pro Bowl, referees get kind of voted to the playoffs. So like the best referee crews get pushed on into the playoffs, and then most of them do like each round. Mm. But some of them like only like they'll drop off based on which round they're in. So.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the best of the best crew gets to do the Super Bowl. So
if the Falcons meet up in New Orleans with the Saints, I think they lose. I think the Saints take home that NFC.
I think it doesn't. I think if the Saints host the championship game, 100% in the playoffs. Yeah. I don't care who if we play the Rams, if we play the Panthers, if we play the Falcons, doesn't matter. If we host one of those three teams in the championship game, we're in it. Is a done deal.
I do agree, but I think that the Panthers, of all those teams, would put up the biggest fight.
Oh, definitely. I think so. You know what? No. I think the Rams would put up a bigger fight. If we happen to play the Rams, I think that would be a harder out. Just because we're just so bad. Teams that have, like, a great running back, like, if we play the Steelers, I don't think we could stop Le'Veon. I think he would run for 200 yards and catch, like, 5 touchdowns. Like, I don't know how we'd stop like Todd Gurley. He would destroy. Like he did a number on us when we played him in L.A. So yeah. I don't know. I think Jonathan Stewart does really well against us every year too. If you're a fantasy owner, yeah, Jonathan Stewart, you play him against the Saints every time because he gets like 100 yards and a touchdown, and he's not even that good.
Yeah.
Like when you look at the rest of, you're probably sitting him in every other game, but I don't know. It's just something about like these power backs that we have a problem with.
Yeah.
So.
So you have the Steelers versus the going into New England against the Patriots in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, unfortunately. Man, I really want to get in an upset there. Like, I kind of wish, like, Jaguars were playing the Patriots at some point. Like if Pittsburgh gets the number one seed, Patriots gets the number two seed, you'd have Patriots versus Jaguars, cross my fingers. But at this point, if New England's at home versus the Steelers, and it's not like someone beat Pittsburgh, and then Steelers get to play somebody else. Ah, man, it's going to be tough for the Steelers to win that game.
I think so, too.
So
who are you taking that?
I think I take the Patriots.
Yes,
and we have
yes.
the Gate Bros in the Super Bowl.
Let it flow through you. So I've got the Jaguars visiting the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, and I am very worried about that, again, because just like the Chargers, they've got that electric defense.
Yeah, they do.
And what I'm really... I hate to say it, I could see them winning this game and it being tragic for us. I could also see them losing the game, but hitting us hard enough where we've either got an injury or a...
Man, if they could just knock Rob Gronkowski out of the game for us.
Right?
A+, A+.
What I'm really worried about with the Jaguars is that something happens to one of our players. Like, not that they would intentionally do it.
We're not, like, rooting for injuries here.
No.
I mean, if a player just happened to get suspended, we would love to benefit. Same thing, sort of.
I just see them as a very physical team. But either way, I'm taking the Patriots, which gives us a Saints versus Patriots Super Bowl.
Which,
completely unbiased.
Completely unbiased at all. Yeah, you're right. I mean, when you root for the best teams in the league, they're bound to make it to the Super Bowl every now and then.
That'll happen.
And this is the game that people have been waiting on for
decade. Brady's versus Breeze.
Like, we haven't had, like, the best quarterbacks in the league play each other. It's maybe, like, Breeze versus Peyton in, like, 2009.
Right.
When we went to the Super Bowl last time.
Everybody's been, clamoring for Rodgers versus Brady,
Breeze versus Brady,
Roethlisberger versus Rodgers.
Not Ryan versus Brady. We want Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Hey.
Uber.
This is the game.
I assume you're taking the Saints in the Super Bowl.
I will be taking the Saints in my $4,100.
That would be the only consolation for me if we lost the Super Bowl, is that you would have won $4,100.
And we would 100% be going to Vegas.
Oh, we're going to Vegas. So that's our show. We're going to meet up sometime here as the playoffs kick
off,
we've got our Fire Bet show coming up, where a little prediction.
Just a couple of notes that we want to hit on.
Yeah, I said that multiple teams from the NFC South would be making the playoffs.
And I said,
boom,
only one.
Yeah, I clinched it. Now that the Panthers and Saints are
locked
in.
It was really, I was trying to use reverse psychology on the NFL to get all the teams in there. Because I love the NFC South. They're like the SEC to me.
You had said that the Rams are going to be in the playoff hunt this last week.
Yeah, they were definitely in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did me right.
So we'll get to all of these coming up in one of the next few weeks. We'll also do a little bit more deep dive into these playoff games, deeper than this.
Right, yeah. The Chargers almost won the AFC West.
Oh, I know, right?
Almost.
The Raiders did not.
The Raiders were not close, so.
I can't believe neither of us picked the Chiefs. I don't know, at the time it did not seem like the Chiefs
were
going to do it.
I mean, we knew they were going to be good, but we didn't think they would win.
After week one, we were like, whoa.
Yeah, after week one, we were like, can we change this?
So we'll be back sometime in the next week or two.
Yep.
And until then, this is Rob.
And this is Jay Hump.
And thanks for listening to Definitely Something About Football.